momentum you guys have on offense, is it something that builds on itself when you get it going, and when you have punts that breaks that up? Do you think that that's something that carries over week to week?
I don't know about week to week. I say throughout the game is definitely something that, because you kind of reset after a week. So after, you know, throughout the game, I think if we get drives going and we sustain the drives and we continue to move the ball and stuff like that, it's definitely contagious and it kind of carries over throughout the game. But week to week, you kind of want to refresh it and get it going again. But obviously, the more you can, coming off of a, you know, maybe we had a good fourth quarter, you want to carry that into the next game, obviously. But it's definitely a little different when you're going game to game.
What's it like to face this Giants team? They change year to year. Obviously, Dak's different. Ezekiel's different. The defense has some different parts as well. But still a non-division opponent every year, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's cool, especially playing a team, you know, a high-profile team like that. You know, it's definitely a lot of fun. It's great that we get to have them here in Lambeau again. It'll definitely be a shootout. It'll be fun.
You yourself, you have three touchdown passes on the season. It seems like you're getting more and more confidence each time you take the field. Does it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I mean, I never lost confidence. I don't know, you guys love talking about confidence in our receiver room, but it's definitely something. I mean, it's just natural once you get rolling and you start feeling good. I mean, you just go out there and you don't think as much and you just kind of play. And I think that's definitely what's going on with me right now. And I can't speak for everybody, but I feel like it's going on the receiver room too.
What were your personal goals for the first quarter of the season, and did you meet those, do you think?
I don't really focus on the numbers like that, because I can only do my part and you know, taking advantage of the opportunities that come to me, so I can't really put a number on things. But, you know, I definitely had an idea of how, you know, the style of play that I wanted to establish, and I feel like I've been doing a good job with that.
This is the fourth time in 4 years that this franchise has played Dallas, third time in 3 years you've played them. How much does familiarity help in the process of getting ready?
A lot. I mean, with personnel, I mean, it's huge just knowing who you're going up against. You know, it's one thing seeing a guy on film, but being able to go into a new year after playing that guy already, you kind of figure out his play style and, you know, tendencies and things like that. And, I mean, that's really the biggest thing for, I think, in the NFL is being able to play against guys and then seeing them again later that year or maybe the next year, you know what to expect from a certain guy. They may tweak a few things here, but for the most part, people are going to be who they are.
Your celebrations have been really demonstrative so far this season. How good does it feel for you to be able to contribute the way you are?
I mean, it's just fun. That's really what this game is about. I mean, you want the production, everything, but any opportunity you get, whether it's, you know, the line or you know, catching two passes or catching 10, I mean, it's just fun. Once you go out there and make a big play, you want to carry a little swagger out there. And it's like I always talk about how things are contagious on the field, but when I see Aaron get a first down, he's pointing first down, things like that gets me going. Jordy showing some emotion this year is big. So, I mean, we're just trying to just bring that little extra swagger to Green Bay.